took the field knowing that it would be his last moment as a member of the Philadelphia Eagles. He was informed on Tuesday by his general manager that a trade was coming, a lengthy emotional meeting, as the reports go, between Howie Roseman and Zach Ertz. And so even though they knew there was some risk of him getting hurt last night against Tampa Bay, they made him the honorary captain. He scored a touchdown. He was emotional coming off the field after the game. Roseman, quote, "I gave Zach a heads up about this process on Tuesday. We talked a lot of memories, a lot of emotions. It was a hard night." And now he's a member of the Arizona Cardinals. It's our top story of the day as we welcome you back into the Burns and Gambo show. Happy Friday to you. Thanks for hanging out with us. As Zach Ertz, in exchange for a fifth-round pick, and quarterback Tay Gowan, is now a member of the Cardinals. He won't play Sunday.
No.
Can't play Sunday. It's against the rules. But Cliff Kingsbury says, yeah, you better believe he is ready to go next Sunday.
Yeah, he'll be ready to roll next Sunday.
Yeah, it's a big deal for the Cardinals. I mean, you lose Max Williams, you lose a key player to your offense, and you're looking, okay, what are they going to do? We talked all about it. They went out, and we broke the story that they had signed Rashard Rogers to the practice squad, which wasn't a big deal, but it was getting a veteran in there to the practice squad. But I remember at the time, a lot of people asking me, are they done? No, they're not done. They're still going to make a trade. They're lining up trades. They're trying to make a deal for a player. So this is it. They're not done. They're not content just adding a player, a veteran player, to the practice squad. There is something else coming. We just didn't know when it was going to be. Were they going to wait till after this game was over, kind of gauge the offense? We talked about that yesterday. Is it possible? Because the trade deadline's still not for a few more weeks. But I like getting this done early because I like getting him in. Let him help you now. Let him get adjusted and acclimated to this team and Kyler Murray. The sooner you get him in, the better. It's no reason not to take advantage of his talents right away in week 7 rather than in week 8 or 9 or 10.
Yep, so with the Max William injury, knowing he's not going to play on Sunday, the Cards have a little bit, not a lot, but a little bit of time to kind of integrate Zach Ertz into their offense and what they're going to do. Cliff Kingsbury met with the media today. He does every single Friday. Very excited about the addition of Zach Ertz.
Excited. I've heard nothing but great things about him. You know, Jordan Hicks and he played together in Philly, and Billy Davis was there as well. And great person, a great player. I think he'll fit right in with this locker room. And I thought Steve did a tremendous job of getting that done.
As to how he fits specifically on the offense, here's what Cliff says.
He's a complete player, so... I think you saw Max's production continue to increase, and he fills a role for us right now.
And that was important to get a complete player, right? You asked me about the Miami guy, Gesicki. He's only a pass catcher. He's not very much a good blocker. They were looking for a complete player, somebody that can block and also be a good pass receiver. He's a terrific pass receiver, but he's also not a bad blocker.
Yeah, the reviews that we're getting on his ability as a blocker, they're not great, but
he's decent. He's a decent blocker. He's a willing blocker. He's not a great. He's not Max Williams. I mean, he's not as good as Max. There's no doubt about that. He's going to be great in the passing game, but you can also have him out there to block. So basically, when he's out there, you're not sure as a defense if they're going to throw the ball to him, if he's going to stay in and block. If you go get some of these other tight ends, you just know that they're pass catchers. They're not staying in the block because they're not good blockers. So they did want a complete tight end, and he is considered in that category of guys who could both block and catch the ball.
To your point, and I screenshotted a tweet from Mike Jarecki, our buddy over at azcardinals.com, and he tweeted out this morning, this trade makes sense from an 11 personnel standpoint based on how they utilized Max Williams. That is their top personnel grouping. And if you missed our show yesterday, we were talking a little bit about, hey, maybe one of the things they can do with no prolific pass catching tight end is play more 10 personnel, which is your four wide receiver set, zero tight ends.
You're basically saying we're going to throw the ball.
And you're basically saying we're going to throw the ball. But when you've got great wide receivers like Christian Kirk and Rondale Moore, maybe you'd be compelled to go to that 10 personnel more, that four wide receiver set more
experimented
often.
Experimented with this week. You experiment this week.
You could if you wanted to, but it's really obvious that from this move today, oh no, they like the 11 personnel. That's their main personnel grouping. They want that to continue to be their main personnel grouping, and they don't. They absolutely can experiment with four wide receivers this weekend, but MJ's absolutely right. This move kind of has a, oh no, we really like the 11 personnel grouping, one running back, one tight end. We want to run with that because that presents that kind of, not confusion, but, you know, are you throwing?
Are you
and
running?
They weren't going to do that with Daniels or Harris. They weren't going to do that with those guys. Yeah. They're not in that category. You know, Max Williams, tremendous player, tough loss for the Arizona Cardinals. To bounce back a week later and go get Zach Ertz, I mean, just wow. I mean, that's and a fifth rounder in Gowan. Listen, again, great job by Steve Keim. All in, management, ownership, all in to win right now. You give up that asset and you try to win. You got a 5-0 record.
Yeah, look, we talk about the importance of running the football, or at least maintaining the impression that you're going to run the football. One of the things we brought up yesterday, too, the Arizona Cardinals, through five games so far this year, have thrown the ball 165 times, have run the ball 151 times. Pretty balanced, all things being equal. You go more four wide receiver sets, you lose some of that balance.
Sure.
You go four wide receiver sets and you miss out on some of that because that balance helps Kyler Murray be a better quarterback.
They're so close to 50-50, it's amazing,
yeah,
right?
So you get a tight end who is, like you say, a guy who can be both. Is he a better pass catcher? Yes, he's a better pass catcher than he is a blocker, but he's a good enough blocker that at least he can lead you to believe that the Cardinals could run when he's out there. You need to maintain not a 50-50 balance, but enough of a balance to keep teams guessing about what you're going to be.
Listen,
doing.
I think if we would have last week, we would have said, hey, you could get any what tight end would you want that you feel is somewhat available? The majority of our fans probably would have said Zach Ertz.
Oh, sure.
Okay, this is a well-known player. He's been a successful player. He's been, you know, 9 years with that team. He's been to the Pro Bowl a bunch of times. He's won a Super Bowl. He's a good player. I mean, you look at his numbers, they're fantastic. So most fans are familiar with Zach Ertz. They know how good he is. This would have been the guy, if you would have said, hey, what tight end would you want the Cardinals to get? This would have been the guy most would have picked.
Well, he's not that far removed from one of the most prolific receiving seasons ever as a tight end, right? Was it 2000? I'm going to check my notes here. I think it was 2018 where he was absolutely prolific. Give me just a second.
I think
second
it was
here.
2018. I think you're right.
I think it was 2018. Yeah, here it is. He set the NFL single season record for catches by a tight end in 2018. He had 116. He passed the mark of Jason Witten, which was set in 2012. His 116 catches that season set an Eagles single season franchise record. They were the second most catches in the entire NFL. Only Michael Thomas had more. Now, is he the same player that he was 3 years ago? No.
I don't think the Eagles have had a 1,000-yard player since him.
Receiver?
Yeah. Anybody. I don't think anybody's eclipsed 1,000 yards since he did that in 2018. I don't think anybody had, you know, in 2019 or 20, you know, had that. So that was such a...
Right. I think you're right.
Yeah, that was such a big year for him. Obviously, the game-winning catch in the Super Bowl was a big deal, but then setting that NFL record for receptions by a tight end. And again, the last Eagle player, I believe, to get that 1,000 yards. So he's good. Like, he's not that far removed from having that great season. Had some injuries hampered him, but this is a play. He's healthy right now. He felt like he had a great game last night. He scored a touchdown. It'll help them in the red zone. And just the way they use him. The Cardinals are going to use him. So, like, he's coming here, and he's going to get an opportunity to get used.
Sorry, you caught me looking now.
Yeah, that's curious. Okay.
No, they have not.
19, 20, they didn't have anybody. Yeah,
in 2000, right? The closest guy they had, well, in 2019 was Zach Ertz. He had 916 yards. 916 yards in 2019.
He's the last Eagles player to get 1,000 yards.
He's the last Eagles player to get 1,000 yards in a season as a receiver. That's what the Cardinals got, and let's now see how they use him. When we come back on the Burns and Gambo show, he says he's happy now to be a member of the Cardinals, but that doesn't mean that leaving Philly was easy for Zach Ertz. You'll hear bits from his emotional press conference coming up next on the Burns and Gambo show.
Arizona sports breaking news.
Whoa. Per Jay Glazer's Twitter account, verified, blue checked, Fox NFL Sunday, Jay Glazer. Breaking news. Cardinals head coach Cliff Kingsbury has tested positive for COVID and is out for this week's game.
Wow. I would imagine Vance Joseph will be the head coach for the Arizona Cardinals. Let's see, but I would think it would be Vance.
Oh, boy. Just came down. Literally 5 seconds ago.
Not to be that guy, but if you listen to his presser today, he did like he was fighting something.
He did. You're right. in the cut that you get, that you have, that you play, you could hear that he's seems to be fighting a cold or something.
He's a complete player, so I think you saw Max's production continue to increase, and he fills a role for us right now.
Oh, boy. All right. So now we're getting into things that I don't know anything about, which might not surprise a lot of people out there, but I don't know what happens next now, because there's clearly been, he's been around the players.
So now you go into that protocol thing.
You know, right, because he becomes, the report 2 days ago was that there was a Chandler Jones, a player, and two staff members that had tested positive for COVID. Clearly, Cliff Kingsbury wasn't one of those two. Otherwise, he wouldn't have met with the media today. He would have had to isolate. He wouldn't have been allowed to be there.
Yeah.
So now if he becomes the fourth that has tested positive, now you go into that extra level of extra intensive protocols that you have to follow as an organization. What we don't know is if this in any way, shape, or form puts the game in any kind of jeopardy. And the only reason why I'm asking that is because we don't know how many people Cliff Kingsbury's been around, right? We don't know what are we talking about here? What are we talking? How far does this reach? How far does this go? If it was Chandler Jones, then it was two more unidentified staff members. Now it's Cliff Kingsbury. Who else is affected? Who else has been impacted by this?
Yeah, this is, wow. Yeah, that's the question. I mean, that's the question. We don't have the answers to that.
Oh,
so if Cliff Kingsbury,
who's the play caller? Kugler?
Kugler.
Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you. Jordan just asked that. Jordan asked that in my headset, and I thought, that's a damn good question.
Yep.
Kugler, right?
Yeah. I'm just talking to a player right now. He's like, and I said, hey, who coaches Sunday with Cliff out? Like, Cliff's out? They don't know.
Jeez, look at you.
Players don't know. They don't know.
Yeah, it's all over Twitter now. Pro Football Network, per Jay Glazer, Cardinals head coach Cliff Kingsbury has tested positive for COVID, will not be able to coach Sunday. Pro Football Focus, Cardinals head coach Cliff Kingsbury, per Jay Glazer. So Jay Glazer is the only one who's got it right now. He's the only one reporting it. It's being retweeted out of Cleveland right now. Huge development for Sunday's game against the Browns. Now, I'm sorry, I cut you off. You were making you were having a thought there about what this, when I asked you about who's going to be the play caller.
Well, and I think I mean, we'll find out. I think it's going to be Kugler. Again, I'm talking to players right now. They don't even know Cliff's out. So, Cliff was in the facility today. He was around the team today. So now I think that's the concern. Who else has COVID?
Who else?
The Cardinals. I just heard from the Cardinals. They just sent out a statement. I don't know if you have it, but the Cardinals are telling me that they just sent out a statement.
I don't have it.
You don't have it?
Nope, I don't have it yet.
The Cardinals just sent out a statement. I don't have it yet either, but that's what I'm being told.
Okay. Oh, you got it?
You have it? Okay.
Here's your verbatim. Arizona Cardinals head coach Cliff Kingsbury, quarterbacks coach Cam Turner, and defensive tackle Zach Allen will miss Sunday's game at Cleveland after testing positive for COVID-19. Defensive coordinator Vance Joseph and assistant head coach and special teams coordinator Jeff Rogers will split head coaching responsibilities, while additional offensive duties will be assumed by other members of the offensive coaching staff.
Zach Allen, Cam Turner, the quarterback's coach, and Cliff.
Correct.
Have all tested positive. Jeff Rogers and Vance Joseph will split the head coaching duties for the Cardinals against the Browns.
Correct. Wow. Additional offensive duties will be assumed by other offensive coaching staff members. So to Gambo's point, probably Kugler.
Kugler, I would imagine.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow. So they lose Zach Allen, big part of that defensive front. You don't have Chandler Jones now. You don't have Zach Allen. You don't have Cliff Kingsbury, so you don't have your play caller and your coach. This is, woo.
Well, for Kyler Murray, you don't have either one of your coaches.
No.
Your play caller or your positional coach.
Right.
Yeah.
So the voice in your ear, the voice that you talk to on the sideline.
I'm happy to have Vance. I am. I'm happy to have Vance. He's been a head coach in this league before. He'll know how to keep everything in line. He'll know how to run this thing and try to get him through that game.
Yeah.
I'm happy to have Vance.
And I'm happy to have Sean Kugler, too. Not that he is, you know, and I'd have to go back and look to see if he's had any experience calling plays. I would, off the top of my head, tend to doubt it, but maybe he has. But his continuity with the offense is going to help. Now, is he the voice that talks to Kyler Murray? Typically, no. It's Cliff. It's Cam Turner. It's not him, so it's going to be a different voice. And look, this now this becomes a real sort of test of wills for the Arizona Cardinals this trip, right?
Just checked with them and whether there's any concerns that they can't play the game, and being told that they don't believe so, that they don't, there are no concerns that they won't be able to play the game. So we'll see, right? More testing tomorrow to see how that plays out, because you got, you know, you had three guys going into today, and now are the three guys you just mentioned part of the three, or is it more than that now? Is it six guys?
Right.
I don't know the answer to that, but it was going in today. It was three people, two coaches,
two staff members,
and one player.
They were never designated as coaches. Going into today, we had a report from, what was it, Dan Graziano, Chandler Jones, and two staff members that had been tested positive for COVID, and all it took was one more.
I don't think Graziano ever said Chandler Jones, though. We always just assumed it was Chandler Jones. Maybe this was ahead of the game here.
Jordan Bird coming up with a good point. He's absolutely right. He never actually identified Chandler Jones as the player. He just said a player, and we just assumed that player was Chandler Jones. Maybe that player. But then Zach Allen, wasn't he just on the Big Red Rage last night?
He was, yeah. He was the guest on the Big Red Rage.
Okay, so, but you know, he was on the phone. I'm pretty sure he was
on the phone. Yeah, they do that all separately.
They do that all. So they're all in separate rooms. So I can't imagine if they know he's the positive test that they're offering him up as a guest on the Big Red Rage, right? They probably just found out about that one today. But I look, the thing you got to worry about here is, to your point, the testing. How far does this spread? How far does this go? Who else are you dealing with here, right? Who was around who and contact tracing and close contact and things like that?
All of these people are vaccinated, which again just shows you, like, it doesn't matter. Vaccinated people are getting COVID too. Vaccinated, non-vaccinated, like, you can still get it. You still got to test.
Yeah.
Just because you're vaccinated doesn't mean, no, we don't have to test anymore. Nobody's going to get it. No, plenty of vaccinated people are still getting COVID.
Sure, sure. I mean, your chances of getting sick, your chances
I'm vaccinated. Right. So I mean, chance of like going to the hospital.
But your chance of going to the hospital and getting really, really sick from it go way down when you get vaccinated.
But you can
still
have an outbreak.
You can still get it.
Spread this. I mean, it's like it's obvious there are several players on the Cardinals and coaching staff members that now have COVID.
Yeah.
For a team that's, that's 100% vaccinated.
So this game just, you know what? We're going to stay on this. So we got a lot more thoughts about this. But if you're just joining us, Cliff Kingsbury will not coach the Arizona Cardinals on Sunday against the Browns because he has tested positive for COVID. So when we come back, we just found out, no Cliff, no Zach Allen, another coach, they've all tested positive. Could more be on the way, and what will the Cardinals and the NFL do about it? That's next on the Burns and Gambo Show. The official statement from the Arizona Cardinals. Arizona Cardinals head coach Cliff Kingsbury, quarterbacks coach Cam Turner, and defensive tackle Zach Allen will miss Sunday's game at Cleveland after testing positive for COVID-19. Defensive coordinator Vance Joseph and assistant head coach / special teams coordinator Jeff Rogers will split head coaching responsibilities, while additional offensive duties will be assumed by other members of the offensive coaching staff. Jay Glazer was the first to report it. We broke in with our breaking sports news sounder about 10 minutes ago with this news.
Yeah, Cliff, you were like, holy, like,
I was.
Like,
I was just sitting here looking at my computer screen.
Like, oh, holy, breaking news sounder.
Breaking news sounder. Play it.
Wow.
Play it now. We got stuff. Wow. I mean, don't play it now. Don't play it again.
You got to worry about the entire quarterback room. I am being told the Cardinals players will be tested again tomorrow.
Okay.
So all the players will be tested again tomorrow before they leave.
They do leave tomorrow. I double-checked. They haven't left today. They leave for Cleveland tomorrow in a three-and-a-half-hour flight when it's all said and done. So you've got another round of testing that you need to go through. But Cliff Kingsbury just met with the media today. Mitch astutely pointed out there were a couple of times in some of his answers where he sounded kind of froggy, you know, for lack of a better word.
You know what's kind of interesting about this, specific to this week? Someone on Twitter, I just saw it and it reminded me, Kevin Stefanski missed the Browns playoff game last year
because
he was out with COVID.
Yep.
And the Browns still won that game. So someone was kind of saying, hey, Cardinal fans, don't freak out or anything. It's still a winnable game.
Honestly, I'm less freaked out about Cliff not being there than I am about who else, right? If I'm gonna classify my freak out on the one thing I'm freaked out the most about, it's not that the Cardinals are going to be missing their head coach. Vance Joseph has been a head coach in this league. Jeff Rogers is an experienced coach. Sean Kugler is an experienced coach.
They got the coaches that can handle it.
They've got guys who can coach. I'm worried about who else. Who else has been affected? Who else has been impacted? Who else are they not going to be with on Sunday? Because I think, look, this might be rosy Pollyanna thinking here, but if this is it, if this is what we're talking about, what an emotional win that would be for the Cardinals to go to Cleveland, missing their head coach, missing a couple of guys.
No Chandler Jones, no Zach Allen.
And get a win and come back and say, yeah, you see how shorthanded we were and we just beat the Cleveland Browns on the road? It's got a moment to be like an emotionally kind of uplifting kind of game for them if they've got enough bodies at the right position to be able to
do it. Again, the players will be tested again tomorrow before they depart. This is what I'm being told right now. That they will be tested again. And listen, there's got to be a concern right now for that entire quarterback room. The entire quarterback room. Okay? So that's the first thing, right, with Cliff and Kyler and Colt. Like, that should be a concern right now. There is a potential that Cliff will be out for next week, too. There is a potential that Cliff Kingsbury will not be available for next week's game. You got to anticipate that he's not going to be there for practices next week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, things like that, but there is a potential that he does miss next week's game because we're only talking about 9 days. And if you go by the 10-day, not that it's a rule, but if you go by the trend of 10 days that you're out, he would miss next week's game as well.
Yeah, and so that's something you have to consider here too. One thing I do want to point out, and Josh Weinfuss on Twitter just pointed this out a moment ago, when Cliff met with the media today, everybody else in the room was wearing a mask. Okay, he wasn't, but all the other reporters, they were all masked up, and I've been in lots of Cardinals post-game press conferences so far this season, two to be exact, and you got to wear a mask the whole time when you're in there. So hopefully that has helped in terms of a larger spread than that, but you do wonder behind closed doors. And look, I'm not worried that the Cardinals aren't going to have enough guys in this game. I'm just worried they're not going to have the right guys to play in this game. You know what I mean? I think they'll have enough guys to be able to play a football game. I'm just concerned, and you know as well as I do, if this affects Kyler Murray, if this affects DeAndre Hopkins, I'm just hypothetically here, depending on what particular guys this might impact, that dramatically alters the course of the game. So
I'm going to be bracing for tomorrow, bracing for any news tomorrow. Not that you could say that this is an outbreak right now, but you've got Chandler, you've got Zach Allen, you've got your head coach. Only two players right now. There are only two players right now that have the COVID.
Tom Pelissero just tweeted out a moment ago, the NFL is not considering any changes to the Cardinals-Browns game despite Arizona's series of positive COVID cases this week, I'm told. On as scheduled for 4:05 p.m. Eastern Standard Time Sunday, the Cardinals are going to enhanced mitigation protocols. They are scheduled to travel on Saturday. So Pelissero reporting what we had suggested just a moment ago. I don't think the game is in jeopardy. I don't believe the game is in jeopardy. I just wonder what other players are in jeopardy with the game coming up so soon, which is why, tomorrow is going to be a very dicey day, I would think, for the team as they wait test results.
Brace
and
yourself.
See who else.
Brace yourself. So as of now, only two players on the Cardinals are out for Sunday's game because of COVID. All players are to be tested again tomorrow before they leave for Cleveland. So we will just see how that breaks out. But again, they'll all be tested again tomorrow. And then I would wonder if, and I think you get instant results, right? So we'll find out tomorrow if there's more players that can't get on that plane because they test positive or if everybody can go on the plane and be a part of this game.
Yeah, and like I say, not trying to be alarmist here or anything, everybody's vaccinated, so it shouldn't be a matter of a crisis in that sense. But, and I'm not even that worried, like I said before, about them not having Cliff Kingsbury. I think they can survive a game without Cliff Kingsbury. The Browns survived a game without Kevin Stefanski in the playoffs. And they were able to win. I think if your infrastructure is sound and secure, you can make it through and you'll be okay. I just, how many other people has this touched? You know, how many other people
are going to be affected by this when it's all said and done. And yeah, we'll find out more tomorrow, I guess.
Find out tomorrow. And then I would think on do they get tested on game day too? I'm going to try to find out if they get tested on game day.
Well, okay, you know what? Here might be the answer to your question. Again, this is a Tom Pelissero tweet from just a minute ago. The enhanced protocols that the Cardinals are now under those protocols, all players and staff, regardless of vaccination status, are COVID tested every day. So still a couple of more rounds of tests before kickoff on Sunday. So I would imagine that would mean test on Saturday, test on Sunday.
Okay, I'm going to double check and find out. I'm talking to some players and people in the organization right now just to see. But only two players on the Cardinals are out right now because of COVID. All players will be tested again tomorrow before they depart for Cleveland. And then we'll just try to find out if they'll get tested. But it's likely that because of the advanced protocol, they'll be tested again on game day. So we'll brace. I mean, we've got 48 hours here. You got to, tomorrow and then Sunday just to see if they get hit anymore. Two guys on the defensive line, Chandler Jones and Zach Allen. But you do worry about that quarterback room. You do worry about that quarterback room, that entire quarterback room with Cliff Kingsbury testing positive for COVID and being out for this game. You are concerned about the quarterback room, Kyler, Colt McCoy and them. We'll find out more tomorrow. If they get on the plane, then I think everybody would be good. But at this time, definitely something to keep your eye on with the Cardinals.
Yeah, and they've got expanded, practice squads now. They've got extra bodies to be able to kind of dip into and call up. And so I don't think it's a bodies issue. I just think it just depends on the bodies that we're talking about and who's not going to be playing this game. Shocking news on a day where the Cardinals acquired Zach Ertz from the Philadelphia Eagles, thinking that that was about as big as it was going to get. It just got replaced by the news that Cliff Kingsbury is not going to coach the team on Sunday because he has COVID. Cam Turner has COVID. Zach Allen has COVID. Chandler Jones has COVID. And the Cardinals are going to have to go to Cleveland and figure out a way to deal with that. Cleveland's got their own issues, too. Man, they're all beat to hell with their injury situation. Nick Chubb's not going to play. And they got 10 guys who are questionable for this game, a lot of whom may or may not go.
I'm going to be honest with you. I could care less about winning this football game. I just care less about, man, this team's got to get healthy. This team can't afford an outbreak of COVID and being out. Like that Texans game, got to win that Texans game. You lose to Cleveland and you're 5-1. You come back and you beat the Texans and you're 6-1. You're gold. You're fine. Listen, it'd be nice if you beat Cleveland. I'm not going to sit there and root for them, but my major concern right now would be, man, you got to get Chandler back. You got to get Zach Allen back. You got to hope that nobody else tests positive for COVID. You want to get Cliff back. But having Vance Joseph, a guy that's been a head coach in this league, I think that they'll be fine for a game without Cliff.
When we come back.
You think Cliff will tweet out a picture of him like in his backyard with the fire going on watching the game?
No, yeah. I don't think so. What an emotion.
Calling Vance, telling him what to call during the play.
At least right now the weather is worthy of a fire.
It's as opposed to in the middle
of the summer.
I sat in the backyard last night, watched the rest of the baseball game. There was a little nip in the air. I'm not going to lie to you. But no, I don't think we'll be seeing that from Cliff anytime soon. What a day it's been for the Arizona Cardinals. We'll try to wrap it all up next here on 98.7 FM Arizona Sports Station. All right, it is time for the What's On Tonight. It's brought to you by Vizzy Hard Seltzer, the only hard seltzer crafted with antioxidant vitamin C. Proud sponsor of your Arizona Diamondbacks. There's a lot on tonight, as a matter of fact. On right now, though Gambo refuses to cast his eyes upon it, Houston is beating Boston 1-0 in the top of the second in Game 1 of the American League Championship Series. Look at Gambo on his phone pretending not to even notice.
I don't even notice.
Yeah.
Cardinals can replace Zach Allen with a practice squad player tomorrow.
That's why they've got that extra expanded practice squad is to be able to dip into that. We'll tell you why they had to do that in a minute. So it's 1-0 right now. Houston is beating Boston in Game 1 of the ALCS. Later tonight, it's Game 3 of the WNBA Finals between the Mercury and the Chicago Sky. That series is tied up at a game apiece. That game tips off at 6 o'clock. So that's a big game here locally, obviously, to see if the Mercury can take a 2-1 lead on their way to another WNBA championship. And then there's some college football on tonight. Pac-12 in particular, Cal is taking on 9th-ranked Oregon tonight, 7:30 kickoff on ESPN. So that is what's on tonight. Zach Allen. Why are we talking about Zach Allen? Because Zach Allen, one of
three members of the Arizona Cardinals organization that it's just been reported upon has tested positive for COVID-19. Zach Allen, the player, Cam Turner, the quarterback's coach, Cliff Kingsbury, the head coach, have all tested positive for COVID-19. None of them will be available for Sunday's game against the Browns. And now, presumably, we go into the intensive phase of protocols for the Cardinals and more testing. And we all kind of sit around on pins and needles all weekend to see who else might be impacted by this.
Yeah, they could activate Jordan Phillips. So that could be what they do tomorrow. They could activate Jordan Phillips. So two DL on the practice squad, and maybe Jordan Phillips is activated as well.
He hasn't practiced all year, right? He hasn't practiced for the last 3 weeks. He hasn't practiced since the season started.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, I know they can activate him, but he hasn't practiced. I don't think he's practiced one time.
Trying to find out.
I think they designated him to return from the injured reserve 2 or 3 days ago.
He did practice this week.
Did he practice this week? Okay. I didn't think he had practiced.
Phillips practiced this week, so he could be activated.
So potentially he could be activated. He hasn't played all season, but he has been practicing this week. I wasn't sure whether he had or not.
He has been, yeah.
But he had been designated for return earlier in the week, so he's a possibility to replace. And then, of course, from a coaching standpoint, the Cardinals have already released a statement about this. Vance Joseph and special teams coordinator Jeff Rogers will handle the head coaching duties.
Right.
So those two guys will split the head coaching duties. Who has the red flag in their back pocket? Who is the main guy on Sunday? Don't know. Not sure. I would imagine Vance, given his experience doing it. But, Jeff Rogers is the assistant head coach, too. And then Sean Coogler, I would think, would have a big role in play calling.
Trying to find a practice squad roster. Jordan, you know how to find it, but you practice.
I got it.
Who's the defensive lineman on the practice squad?
Give me a minute here. Cardinals roster and defense. You want defensive lineman?
Yeah.
All right. They've got defensive tackles, Lucky Fotu, Rashard Lawrence, Corey Peters, and then...
Yeah, their current practice squad, because they could
practice squad.
Yeah,
guys.
What two?
Because
they could take two defensive linemen on the practice squad, and you could also activate Jordan Phillips.
They have Jeremiah Ledbetter at defensive end. They have Jonathan Ledbetter at defensive end. They have who else? Who else am I missing?
Two Ledbetters.
Yeah, the two Ledbetters. That's all I'm seeing. Jordan Phillips, defensive end, designated to return. But on the practice squad right now, on the defensive line, I've got Jeremiah Ledbetter at defensive end, Jonathan Ledbetter at defensive end, and that's all I've got for defensive linemen.
All right, so look for Jordan Phillips to be activated tomorrow. He could very well be activated. He has practiced this week, so it's possible he gets activated and you could use him situationally, I would think, in that game. You're probably not going to put him through a whole bunch of reps, but could he give you 10? Could he give you 15? Could he play a certain percentage of those snaps? And then the two Ledbetters, defensive line. Yeah, so because you lose. Yeah, that's the way they could go. So they could activate two defensive linemen on the practice squad, and maybe Phillips is activated as well.
And they still have Michael Dogby. They still have on the defensive line as a defensive end. And, of course, they've got, like I mentioned, Lawrence and Peters and Fotu at tackle, and they've got guys on the practice squad as well. So they've got guys that they can dip into tomorrow. Tomorrow becomes a very anxious day, I would imagine, for everybody in the organization to see who else this impacts and who else this touches.
Yeah.
But we'll wait and see. But the big news of the day, no Cliff Kingsbury for the game this Sunday against the Cleveland Browns. He is out. But it does seem like the way the staff is aligned, especially with Vance Joseph as a former head coach, that they can withstand it for a week or, as you point out, even two. And then, of course, the other big story of the day was Zach Ertz coming to the Cardinals in a trade with the Philadelphia Eagles. I mean, it's like,
almost forgot about that, huh?
Yeah, oh, yeah, by the way, Zach Ertz is now a member of the Arizona Cardinals. Had you heard that yet? Yeah, he got traded there today for a fifth-rounder and Tate Gowan. It's been a busy day for the Arizona Cardinals, and I'm sure there's a lot of scrambling over there right now to try to figure out what they're going to do, what their contingency plans are. And obviously, tomorrow we'll be really watching to see particular players, particular position groups, to see who else this spreads to see who else is impacted by this. It's going to be, like I say, a real pins and needles weekend for the Cardinals organization.
No doubt about it. I mean, I'm just bracing for tomorrow because they will be tested tomorrow. So players will be tested tomorrow. Now we're just going to brace. I'm worried about that quarterback room. Hopefully there's nothing to worry about. But with Cliff having COVID, you worry about that. And then again, players will be tested tomorrow before they go on that plane to Cleveland. And then very likely they'll be tested again on Sunday before the game.
Very interesting that you mentioned about Jordan Phillips, because you're 100% right. I was not aware he had been practicing this week, but now he becomes potentially an option.
Yes, very likely.
As a guy they could activate with the Zach Allen situation.
I would imagine they'll activate Jordan Phillips tomorrow.
All right. What do we have coming up next when we're done here on... Okay, ESPN radio programming is what we've got. We are out of here. Thanks for joining us on Crazy Busy Friday. We'll see you Monday. It's straight up 2 o'clock here on the Burns and Gambo Show.
Have a great night, everyone.